example, USDA's National Water Quality Initiative is committed to improving 4 impaired waterways in Alabama using funds from the Natural Resources Conservation Service Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Allison Jenkins with the Alabama Clean Water Partnership says they're just one of the many organizations committed to the initiative.
We're really excited about these additional funds being targeted for these impaired segments of these streams in the state of Alabama. And what we're really seeing is that this is a catalyst for other federal and state organizations, as well as local cities and municipalities, to get involved as well and target funds toward these river segments that have been listed as impaired. So many times we try to piecemeal projects like this together and don't have enough funds to really make a difference. But in this case, we're seeing not just NRCS, but other federal agencies as well, putting their money in the same place. And I really feel like that this may be the key to fixing challenges in our watersheds now and in the future.
Jenkins adds that there are both environmental and economical reasons to improve water quality.
All of the streams that are being targeted through this NRCS initiative are on an impaired streams list. There are approximately 230 streams that are on that list in the state of Alabama. That list is compiled on a 4-year basis by the Alabama Department of Environmental Management. And once these streams get on a list, there is a mandate to clean up whatever the challenge is that put it there, the impairment. And so at that point, if it's not fixed, it's a regulatory issue then, and it can discourage economic growth, maybe a new industry coming into an area. And so we really want to keep that from happening if we can.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.